Lesson 13, deepening your practice. Deepening your practice is something that not only catapults you forward in your meditation habit, but it also allows you to start accessing deeper levels of meditation within yourself. In my meditations, I use the common practice of a shared space within all my meditations called the meadow. If you're familiar with my meditations, you probably know the meadow well. It's used in almost every single one of my meditations as a starting point for the person entering into the meditation. I do this because it gives you an inherent sense of commonality with the meditation, even if it's the first time you've tried one, and you instinctively add new details into the meadow every time you're in it. Most people, when they first come into the meadow, will see a very, very broad-stroked view of what a meadow looks like. They'll look for the quick details, the grass, the trees, maybe a little bit of rolling hills, and the pathway that I described that runs right down the center. But after you've done it 10 or 15 times, you start to automatically insert new details. Different color flowers, maybe a rock on the pathway, the way your feet feel in the dirt as you're walking. You will instinctively, with repetition, insert new details, deepening that space, or what we call a headspace, to make it your own. This becomes absolutely vital when you're exploring into new avenues of meditation, because you need a common, solid starting place to work in. What we're actually doing is building you a safe place with inside your own head that you can retreat into should you ever feel stressed or anxious, or even need that solid foundation to anchor the rest of the meditation if you're trying something new. So think of the meadow as a solid state or a physical place, but it's inside your mind. We briefly talked about this in the very beginning about the blueprint of a house, and the habit of meditating is the foyer. But when you think about that, walking into a room before you get into all the rooms, how much detail did you actually put into your foyer? Right? Is there pictures on the wall? Is there an actual print on the floor? What color are the walls? How do the doors look? How do the hardwares on the furniture look? There's a lot of details that you can start assimilating into that space to leverage getting to know yourself even better. So let's just jump right into it, and I'm going to play the first half of one of my most popular meditations, which is the lake. And I'm just going to play it up to the end of the meadow. And I want you just to explore the space, come into the meditation. We'll only run it for about 5 or 6 minutes, and we'll go from there. Ready? Get out all your wiggles. Have a good stretch. Take a big breath. And here we go.
Welcome. Let's begin. I'd like you to close your eyes. Take a deep, full breath all the way in and all the way out. Let's do that one more time. All the way in and all the way out. Good. Now, before we begin this journey, I want you just to check in with how you are. How's been your week? How was your day? Was it good or bad? There's nothing to solve right now, nothing to figure out, merely creating a starting point. This is you. Just appreciate where we begin. Now, through this journey, I want you to understand there's no need to control anything. There's no need to do anything. Merely a passenger. Allow my words to guide you, to draw your focus and attention And should there be any distractions, allow my words to gently pull you back. There's no need to worry. Just let the next word pull your attention back. Let's begin, shall we? Let's go to that little meadow with long grass, wildflowers mixed throughout the grass, trees surrounding every side of that meadow, a nice dirt path that runs down the middle. You can hear some birds singing in the distance, the wind ruffling the trees, softly bending the grass. I'd like you to start walking down that path. Just slowly. There's no need to rush. Now, as you're walking, I want you to outstretch your hands. Let your fingertips just guide along the tops of the tall grass. Enjoying the journey. Don't focus on the destination. Just be present in that moment. This path, I want you to take another deep, full breath. All the way in. And all the way out. One more. All the fresh air in. And all the bad air out. Now, as we cross this little meadow of ours, I want you to notice a break in the trees on the other side at the end of the path. And through that opening, you can see a beautiful little lake.
Very good. Now, as we exit out of that demonstration, I want you to just take a nice, deep, full breath. Fill your lungs completely and let it all go. And empty your lungs completely. Just bring yourself from a state of relaxation back to listening to the lesson. The meadow is only one example of how I use some of the tools that I know about getting people to deepen their practice at a very gradual rate. But you can take that lesson and leverage it into your everyday activities. And build your meadow even in your waking hours. Now, you can do this any way you like. It doesn't have to be a meadow. It can be a room, a house. You can even leverage the blueprint idea about the foyer of a house, taking the time to put detail in it so you feel the space is 100% yours. I cannot even begin to describe the importance of this one little tool that we're talking about today. Pushing yourself into a personal journey, or looking at a mode of self-discovery, or even undoing some habits you're looking at changing, requires a safe place to rest. You are welcome to think of it as a place to retreat into if that's what you need in the moment. If you're feeling you need protection or you need some sort of defenses around you, you can build your foyer or your meadow with certain rules there that only you can access, giving you a beautiful anchor within yourself to be able to deal with the things on the outside world. I want to pause just on that idea of creating rules for yourself inside your own head. That safe place that we're talking about building inside yourself that you should start and end every meditation with. You are in charge of that space. After all, you are the king or the queen of your own kingdom inside your own mind, even though when you first start a meditative practice, it probably doesn't feel like that. But it comes with practice and experience and establishing those space and gaining ownership over those spaces once you get into them. To exercise the square footage in there and start widening out the dimensions where you feel in control. So what are we actually talking about with rules? I want you to imagine inside your head right now a doorway. Not connected to any kind of walls or house, but just a door with a frame around it, some hinges, and some sort of handle and lock. This is the entrance into your meadow or your foyer. How you choose to build that door and the materials that you choose to build that door out of are completely up to you on how you imagine or visualize it right now. So imagine this as the entrance into your mind. And you can choose to stay with your door closed or open, or even have certain rules that you have a VIP guest list that only certain people are allowed through. Whatever you choose to do in that moment, that door will only serve you and your interests. So why don't we just take a minute and just focus on the door. What kind of lock do you want on? What kind of hinges are reinforcing it? What kind of door handle? Just take a moment and put in the work to put the detail in the door so you're going to remember it every time you bring it up. That's good. You have successfully completed the first step into building your own headspace that you can feel the absolute most comfortable within. It's not required to build walls and towers around the door. All you need to do, because you control the environment, is to say or create the rule that those that can access me in this moment must travel through the door, and I control the door. Think about it like some sci-fi movie where you control all the physics and the rules of the entire world inside your own mind. A simple door is all you need. When you gain the willpower behind it, the old style saloon doors will keep everybody out that you need to be out. In the beginning, it's much more satisfying to build a door like at Fort Knox or some sort of bank safe. Neither are wrong and neither are right. It's based off of what you need in that moment and the rules and the symbols behind the rules that you have put in place in order to make yourself feel safe. So even though this seems all very symbolic, there's this wonderful little thing that happens once you build this headspace that it almost pushes it into reality, because those symbols seem to trigger some sort of reality within your own mind. So maybe there's a lot more to it than you think. Maybe it's worth putting a few symbols in your mind to make that happen. Once you become accustomed to your own space and your own headspace, that is your starting point and ending point every meditation. So you should almost envision yourself going into your space, relaxing, getting yourself settled, doing the meditation, returning to your space after, relaxing, getting yourself settled, and then waking yourself up. That is the ideal framework, no matter which meditation you're using, even if you're trying one that you've never tried before, to always return to the place that you know the best, to ground yourself in those moments. But once you have a handle on that and you get really good at detailing your foyer or your meadow, you'll find yourself automatically starting to deepen your practice within the things that you're listening to, if it's a guided meditation, or the things that you're journeying on if it's a self-guided meditation. You don't just look at a bird in the sky, you see the feathers and the colors, and you see the way that it's flying. You might even see the way that the wind affects it as it's flying. The more detailed work you're able to do within the meditation, the bigger and the more results you're able to expect to get out of it after. So the natural instinct will be to have to pour all the detail into it as I can. Just remember that sometimes you have to crawl before you walk and walk before you run, and there are other times you don't. So if you want to jump ahead and slam as much detail in as you can, try it. But if you're finding it's giving you more frustration than results, then slow down and get a little bit more general until you pick up the pace with it and you pick up a little bit more comfort with it. Remember, this is what's going to work for you, not just what you want to work. You have to be honest in those audits to be able to say, I'm struggling with this, or I'm leaping too far ahead, or I'm not leaping far enough. This is coming really easy. I need to challenge myself and push a little bit harder. Wonderful. We'll see you next time.